Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear friends, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, you are listening to Lantern. We have an interesting story. The title of today's story is the name of a person, Wahab bin Abdullah. This is the story of a young bride and a young bridegroom who were at Karbala. They had been married only 2 months. The bridegroom was his mother's only child. After his marriage, the mother decided to go for Hajj and took the son and his bride. On their way back, they found Kufa sealed off. At the border, the mother asked why Kufa had been placed under such a strict blockade. She was told that a rebel group was camped at Karbala and that Kufa was sealed off to protect the city and its inhabitants from an attack by the rebels. She asked who the rebels were. She was told the leader was Husayn ibn Ali ibn Abu Talib. On hearing the name, the lady almost fainted. She heard the son of Ali being accused of wanting to attack Kufa and kill the people there. She refused to believe it. She said to her son, "Wahab, I must go and find out what is happening." Wahab said, "Mother, I too would like to come." The three arrived in Karbala on the 7th of Muharram. On learning the true situation, Wahab decided to stay on with Imam al-Hussein and fight for him. When he told his mother of his decision, she said, "I am the proudest mother in Iraq." On the day of Ashura, Wahab fought for Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. When he was killed, the mother and the bride were standing at the gate of the camp. Their faces were radiant with pride. Umar ibn Sa'd ordered Wahab's head to be cut off from the body. He threw the head at Wahab's mother. She picked it up, kissed it, and threw it back at Umar ibn Sa'd, saying, "What we have sacrificed for our Imam and for Islam, we do not take back. I am sorry I have one son only. If I had 20, they all would have fought Yazid today." Then she went into the camp and took the young bride in her arms. Just then, the tent's curtain lifted and Lady Zainab came in. She embraced them both and offered her condolences, saying, "May Allah grant you patience to bear Wahab's loss. Dear brothers and sisters, accept our sorrow and condolences on the month of Muharram." I invite you to listen to the continuation of this program, Lantern.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with another Ashura martyr, Wahab al-Kalbi. In the beginning, it must be asserted that the whole event of Karbala, although several centuries ago it took place, it is still full of exuberance and attractions and various kinds of spiritual magnets. Divine religions and divinely guided personalities like Imam al-Hussein al-Salam, they do have many attractions, not only for Muslims, but even for non-Muslims who are true believers. Because one of the reasons for receiving this kind of gesture or this kind of attitude is that the person who represents the camp of true Islam should represent it to the full. And if he succeeds in doing so, and if his sincerity is, authentic sincerity, then we find that his influence cannot be, his influence couldn't be denied and couldn't be underestimated. From the life and times of Wahab al-Kalbi, it can be understood that not all non-Muslims are unreliable. At times it proves that a person may be a non-Muslim, for example, a Zoroastrian or a Christian, yet as he is faithful in his religious sincerity and religious conviction, one may find such people to be really very much reliable and, inclining to the truth, with strong inclinations toward the truth. Please note carefully that throughout Shia history, history of Shia Islam, there were many people who had interactions with the infallible imams, and they were Christians, but later on they got very much influenced by an infallible imam and turned into staunch Shias. This is one point. And another point with regard to Wahab al-Kalbi is that Wahab's loyalty found expression in his martyrdom. It shouldn't be said that, martyrdom belongs only to the Shia world, or whoever may not be Shia wouldn't appreciate the sweetness of martyrdom in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
The point is that people on the side of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam on the day of Ashura, and also very close companions in the very close circle of companions of other infallible imams, one may come up with sincere Christians, and those sincere Christians usually contributed very significant tasks to the line of the infallible imams. And in the present and actual case with which we've been concerned in this episode, such a personality like Wahab the Christian would also turn into a staunch believer of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Other lessons that one may take from the life of Wahab al-Kalbi is that although Banu Kalb were an Arab dynasty who had relations with one of the wives of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, we find that those Christians never thought of the point that Imam al-Hussein salam was the Imam of Muslims. And religiously speaking, they were not expected to Imam al-Hussein salam or to appreciate his movement. Yet we find that not only among Shias, but also, and more importantly, among Christians, you may find very true believers who believe in religion, in the authentic role of religion, and they appreciate the presence of an infallible imam.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi taqma'innu.